They have rattlesnakes down by Salida, but they don't. This is too high for them up here.
And that's the only snake you would have in this area.
Oh, garter snake.
Garter snakes and water snakes and those.
Okay.
But,
okay.
No rattlesnakes. No, nothing poisonous.
You're fortunate.
Yeah, I think so. That's one thing I don't think I can handle is snakes.
Yeah.
And I've never been around them.
Me either. Now, you mentioned ground squirrels. Is that different than regular squirrel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They live underground.
Okay.
The squirrel. We have what they call a pine squirrel here.
Pine squirrel.
Then we used to have a pair of black squirrels back here, big black ones with big bushy tails. They were in the back here, but I think the cats finally killed them.
That's it. Okay.
And then there's some little gray squirrels running around here. They're more like the spruce squirrels or pine squirrels.
Okay. Okay. You mentioned elk and deer. Any other kind of game animals, things that people would hunt?
Mountain sheep. Mountain goats.
Okay.
Goats.
Okay, you mentioned those.
They have a certain season on them.
Okay. What other kind of animals would people find, just from your kind of general knowledge of Colorado, what other kind of animals would people find in Colorado? Maybe out in the plains or...
Antelope.
Okay. Anything else you can think of that are kind of popular or native here in Colorado? Okay.
Oh, that's about your bear and your fox and coyote. And then your different species of chipmunks and ground squirrels and prairie dogs and all. They live out on the plains and they also live here.
Yes.
Okay. That about covers it, I think.
How about insects? Tell me some of the insects that you have trouble with here or don't have trouble with. Some of them are not bad. Some of them are okay.
Outside of flies and butterflies and bees and hornets.
Mosquitoes, they're thick now.
Mm. Mosquitoes, deer flies, horse flies. Those little bitty black flies.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any millers?
Certain time of the year.
Is that what you call them?
Mm-hmm, millers.
Now that's a type of what?
Moth, or moth.
Yeah. Can I get your
moth?
Okay. Great. How about stinging insects? What kind of stinging insects do you have?
Mosquitoes.
Well, mosquitoes and wasps and
hornets.
Hornets.
Okay.
Bees.
Okay. Hornets and bees.
Hornets and bees.
Okay. You mentioned wasps. What is that? What does that look like? Or what is it?
Well, they look a lot like a hornet if you've seen a hornet.
Mm-hmm.
They look a lot like a hornet. Their body's shaped a little different.
Mm-hmm.
They're skinny in the middle.
A wasp, well, there's the yellow wasp and the black wasp.
Mm.
They look a lot like a hornet.
I see. And the plural of wasp would be?
Wasps.
Okay. And do you have any chickers?
No, not in this country.
Unless you got chickens.
Unless you got chickens. Interesting.
I can remember when we were kids, they had chiggers on the chickens.
Okay. Okay.
That's one of the bad things, cleaning the coop.
Yeah. Get those chiggers on you.
Well, those were mites, weren't they, honey?
Chiggers.
Yeah. How about ticks?
Yes.
Okay.
We're ticks, you bet.
Up in the hills, we never have had them down close here. But.
And that disease you can get from them is called?
Lyme disease.
You ever call anything else? I've heard
Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever.
Okay.
Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever.
Okay, great. Now, do you have a couple other insects I want to ask you about? The one that's tail lights up and lady?
Fireflies.
Yeah, okay. Y'all have those?
I guess so. You don't see them too much.
Not really up